When it comes to changing your life, manifesting what's on your vision board, waking up every day feeling good about yourself, feeling good about life, all of these things that I know you want are going to be more difficult when you don't believe you're good enough, or you're worthy enough, or you are deserving enough for what it is you want. And you might think, well, I know I'm good enough. I know I'm good enough. Or you might be thinking, yeah, I don't think I'm good enough and I don't believe I'm worthy enough. And even if you've never really thought about this before, even if you've never really taken time to think, do I really believe I'm worthy of this? Do I really believe I'm good enough to achieve this or have this? Even if you've never taken the time to think that, I personally believe everyone does have a level of worth that they are living by, and shifting your self-worth and changing how you feel about yourself, I believe, is one of the biggest things on this journey. And I also think it can be one of the most misunderstood things on this journey as well. So today, it's my intention that I'm going to make this crystal clear about what this self-worth, self-love, good enough stuff is, and how to actually make a real difference in the way you feel about yourself. Because even if you have the most amazing things on your vision board, even if you've taken the time to get really super crystal clear about what it is you want, what you want every aspect of your life to look like, you've gone into super crystal clear detail, you have committed to bringing those things into your reality, you've stepped forward for those things, even if you've done all that, but you fucking hate yourself every day, there's going to be a mismatch. There is going to be a mismatch. And I know, because I've been there. I have been there where I have fucking hated myself. So, you know, if you're feeling like, I kind of do hate myself, or maybe it's not hate, maybe you just dislike yourself, or you're not 100% happy or content with yourself or where you are or your journey, you compare yourself to others, etc., etc., you are in a place where you are understood, and you are also in a place where this is the norm. These feelings that you might have experienced are what we call normal. But just because they are normal doesn't mean you have to live with them, because you absolutely don't. And like I said, I know, because I have been there. I've been on my own journey with this whole self-worth thing. And honestly, if I could draw you a line on a graph, right? Think of a graph, and then I'm drawing a line on that graph, you would literally see the times where I felt really good about myself and really worthy and really deserving was when the line on that graph went up, up, up. I became far more magnetic. I was manifesting faster, I felt happier, and then the times where I felt lower, I didn't like myself, sometimes I even hated myself, was experiencing depression, the line goes down, down, down on the graph, and so does the manifestation. If the manifestation line is running parallel to the line of my self-worth and my feelings of good enough that I've experienced over many, 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 many years, it's running parallel all the time. When one goes up, the other goes up. When one goes down, the other goes down. And when it went down, so did my manifestation, the ability to really shift and change my life. And everything was just a struggle. And I can remember crystal clear my mom and my boyfriend asking me, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want to do for your birthday? And because I was in such a low point of my life, I didn't want anything for my birthday. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to celebrate. Not because I didn't actually want any presents or anything like that, because listen, I love a present. But it was because I didn't feel like I deserved it. I didn't feel like I deserved to be celebrated. I didn't feel that I deserved anything, anything at all, because my self-worth was so low at that point. So if you are down right now, and you are resonating with that down feeling, I want to tell you it can absolutely change. It can be shifted. It can change. It will change. It changed for me. And it also doesn't need to take years. I think there's a big misconception that these things take months, if not years, to shift and overcome. And that's just not true. It is just not true. And if you're up right now on that graph, amazing. You're still going to get lots of value from listening to this. So this feeling of worthiness, these feelings of good enoughness, deserving, I think they're all very similar. And I've talked a lot about this on the podcast before, and there's a lot of practical advice out there. And there's also not so much good advice out there. But in my perspective, this stuff, this group of feelings that relates to your self-worth, your good enoughness, the feelings that you feel about yourself, it can run very deep. And sometimes just giving yourself more self-care days or saying kind words to yourself, it will help you to an extent, absolutely. But depending on who you are and depending on what you've lived through, what you've experienced, your family, your culture, everything, depending on that is going to determine how effective this stuff is for you. So you might do the things that someone tells you to do, and you might put all of your energy and all of your expectation into practices and routines and trying to form habits so that you can begin to value yourself more, love yourself more, raise your self-worth. And it just might not make the shift that you're looking for. And if that happens, you end up feeling worse. And like I said, this isn't for everyone. For some people, all it needs is just the very surface level things like the positive self-talk, like the affirmations, like just journaling through some stuff. And that will be enough for some people. But for some people, it runs a bit deeper. So I want you to think about some things I'm about to ask you. And I want you to notice what comes to mind. Can you think of a time when someone wanted to give you something like a present or money and you rejected it and you said no? See what comes to mind. And can you think of a time when you felt guilty about something you did or said? What comes to mind? Can you think of a time that you really regret? Can you think of a time where you look back and you judge yourself? And then, can you think of a time or an experience that you do not want anyone to ever know, or where you would feel really embarrassed if anyone knew about it? What comes to mind now? If nothing came to mind throughout those questions, perfect. But I'm almost guaranteeing that you had at least something for some of those questions, if not something for all of them. And if you had something for some of the questions or something for all of those questions, then these could be some of the things that might be preventing you from feeling like you are good enough, you are worthy enough, you deserve the success that you want, you deserve the relationship you want, you deserve what's on your vision board, you are good enough to go after those things, and that you actually love yourself or like yourself. These are the things that could be preventing you from feeling that way. Because in my perspective, if you have shame, regret, guilt lingering throughout your life as memories that have happened, which most people do, and if those memories are taking up space in your mind, if you go ahead and look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm perfect as I am, or I'm worthy enough, or I'm good enough, and you have those things in your mind will very likely disagree when you start saying these positive affirmations. And your mind will very likely think, well, I've got enough evidence in your life that tells me that's not true, because remember that time that you did this, and remember that time that you did that, and remember that time when that thing happened to you because of this, and blah, 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 blah. And your mind's got all this evidence in the form of memories. And that's why it's so powerful to clear things like shame and regret and guilt about your life or things that have happened. Because a lot of these things that are living as memories in your mind, that are taking up energy, that are distracting you from other things in your life. They are stealing joy from you. They are stealing peace from you. These are the things that are sucking from your feeling of being worthy, from feeling good enough, from feeling like you deserve all of the amazing things on your vision board. And when it comes to manifestation, it could be more difficult to manifest the things you deeply desire if you don't feel worthy of them and you don't feel good enough. So some things you can consciously shift on your own. And all it takes is a little bit of conscious awareness and noticing yourself when you say certain things. So if you always look in the mirror and you say all the things you don't like about yourself, you can consciously try to shift that self-talk. You can consciously try to limit your negative ways of thinking. So if you're always thinking about all the things that could go wrong, you can bring more awareness to those thoughts and begin to shift them consciously and reframe them into all the ways in which things could go right. You can consciously try to shift imagining the worst possible outcome to the best. So you can consciously try to take ownership of some of the thoughts that you have that you know aren't serving you. And that will take you further than not doing these things at all. And it is the easiest place to start. So do these things, try these things, because these are amazing starting points for you to just become more conscious of the thoughts that are going on. And you don't have to try and change your thoughts, because I believe that we aren't choosing our thoughts. So a thought might come to mind doesn't mean to say you've chosen that thought. The thought might come into your mind, but because you may now have greater awareness about that negative thought that doesn't serve you, you can correct the thought afterwards. But if you're doing that, and if you have been doing that, or if you go ahead and try this and do it, and it gets you to a certain point, but you can't seem to still create those feelings of being good enough, being worthy enough, being capable enough, feeling like you deserve what's on your vision board, that might require a deeper shift using subconscious reprogramming, like rapid resolution therapy, so that you're getting to the end of the day and you're looking back and you're thinking, wow, I didn't have any of those thoughts today. I just got on with my day. I just did really effective things. If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was, and now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session, with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks, but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. So if you try and do these practices that, like I said, they're not bad, but you try to do them and you do them for a period of time and you still can't quite get to that place, it's very likely that you still have experiences and things that have happened that are lingering in your mind that are still creating unhelpful feelings that are still sucking away at your energy. These will eat away at your self-worth, despite you doing an amazing job at managing the surface level stuff with being consciously aware of the thoughts and things that you're thinking. And shame, regret, and guilt, these feelings can come from many, many things. It could come from always being on the sub bench in the school netball team. That was me. It can also come from experiences in your home, like your parents or your carers only ever being able to afford the cheapest food and you had to take it to school and you'd feel embarrassed. That can create those feelings. And these feelings can come from things that have directly happened to you. That could be sexual assault, rape. All of these things have an impact on your worthiness, your deservingness, the way you feel about yourself. And these things can suck away at your peace, your joy, your clarity, your creativity, and your feelings of actually being good enough, having the confidence, having the drive and motivation to go after the things that are on your vision board. So yeah, self-love is great. And doing all the stuff that is very surface level is great, and it will get you to a point. But if you have other stuff going on, it can impact you and it can prevent you from living the best version of your life that you could ever live. And these things that you've experienced, regardless of what they are, it can be shifted. And that's why I have been immersed in rapid resolution therapy. I've now completed nearly 300 hours of training because I want to get you as clear as possible in your mind, in your way of being, clear from these unhelpful feelings and experiences that are unconsciously holding you back in your life from living the best version of it. Because these things do not need to eat away at your self-worth and your feelings of good enough any longer. They don't need to impact your future any longer. And you may not even know where the feeling of not being good enough came from. You might just know that you don't feel good enough, but you don't know why. That's also okay, because it can still be shifted. It isn't just who you are. So if something is stopping you from not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy enough, not feeling capable enough to actually go after the life you want on your vision board, to set up a business, to go all in on a business, to follow through with an idea that you want, or to go out on a date with someone. If these feelings are holding you back and you know that they are related to not feeling good enough, not being worthy enough, not being capable enough, you may know where the feeling's coming from, but you may not, and it doesn't matter. All you need to know is that you don't feel good enough. Then book in a session with me and we can get it cleared. Because yes, you can forgive yourself, you can let go, you can release things. Listen, I was the one on every full moon who would be out in my garden writing down a release list, and I would do a little ritual under a full moon and I would burn the list, try and let go of everything that I felt shame about, trying to let go of everything that was holding me back, trying to let go of all the shit. That was me in my garden. Quick story, it was summer and I'd written out my release list like I did on every full moon, and I burnt it, put it in a plant pot. First story was, it was a plastic plant pot and I didn't realize, and the plastic plant pot caught on fire. So that was one story. And then another story was, did the same thing, put it in a metal plant pot this time, and went in, went to bed, woke up the next morning. I was working at the kitchen table, looked out the window, and the plant pot had smoke coming out of it. And it turns out, because it was summer and it hadn't rained for a while, that my release list that I'd burnt the night before was slowly re-catching on fire. So I've been there. Trust me, I've been out in the garden burning many, many release lists. And I'm not saying it doesn't work, because it was a fantastic experience at the time. It felt really good for me. So I'm not saying these things aren't powerful and don't work, but I am saying there are some things that it might not shift. And it might not release, because there were still many, many things that were not releasing from my subconscious, despite being out there under a full moon doing the rituals. And that is when you would book in a session with me and get it cleared at a subconscious level using rapid resolution therapy. Because I want you to be manifesting faster. I want your little graph of your manifestation powers and your self-worth to be up, 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 climbing so high because you have finally addressed those feelings where you just don't feel good enough, where you judge yourself, where you have experienced embarrassment, or where you have experienced something in your life that you don't ever want anyone to know about. I want all of those things to be released for good from you so that you can do all the things you want to do in this lifetime. And if you've been doing all the things, if you have looked at your limiting beliefs and your blocks, because we talk so much about limiting beliefs and your blocks and things like that on this podcast, and if you've been addressing that stuff, but it's not happening, yes, there could still be some deep-rooted limiting beliefs, but self-worth is a limiting belief in itself. Do you feel good enough, worthy enough, capable enough to go after what you want and what's on your vision board? If someone gifted you the amount of money that unlocked everything on your vision board right now, what would you do? Would you say, okay, thank you, I'll take that. Wonderful. Would you actually take it from them? Would you accept that gift? Or would you hesitate? Would you say, I can't accept this. I need to work hard for this. I needed to have a struggle story for this. Or maybe you just think, well, no one would ever do that for me. No one would. And if these things are coming up right now, there's something going on with your self-worth, which, like I said, is normal. But it doesn't need to be the way it is for you. Everything can change. Nothing is permanent. How you're feeling now, it's not who you are. And it's not how it's going to be. Let's shift it. Let's change it. Let's change the trajectory of your life. You can book in a session with me. We can have a free discovery call and see how it can help you. I'll put the link below. And you can just carry on hanging out with me too. We're on this journey because we're in my G-Wagon, remember? Me and you. You and me. I hope you loved this episode. Okay. Sometimes we go deep on this podcast, but you know I'm not here for the surface level stuff. I'm not here for the surface level stuff. I'm here to get you completely transformed. And I ain't gonna stop until I've done that. I love you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.